I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2000. That was the day that newspaper carriers for the San Jose Mercury News ended their walkout. 80% of the newspaper carriers were Vietnamese immigrants to the United States. Many were elderly or recent immigrants with families. The paper carriers often had to get up in the wee hours of the morning to complete their routes. They earned about $6 an hour. The carriers would also have money taken from their paychecks for the people on their routes who were delinquent in paying for their papers. San Jose is part of the tech industry growth of California's Silicon Valley. The economic disparity between the rich and the poor and working class in the area is stark. The newspaper deliverers were classified as independent contractors, meaning they legally had no protections and could not join a union. They knew that they had to work together if they wanted to improve their wages, their hours, and conditions. One carrier explained that the workers' concerns were, quote, thrown in the garbage by our supervisors. The carriers appointed John Howe Doe as their spokesperson. They demanded a 20% raise. When management would not listen to their demands, carriers on nearly 50% of the routes stopped delivering the newspapers. The walkout lasted 6 days. At the peak of the action, nearly 50,000 newspapers had gone undelivered. 557 carriers participated in the walkout. Finally, management agreed to a 12% raise. They also agreed to end the practice of garnishing wages for delinquent subscription fees. The paper also reinstated 4 workers who had been fired due to the walkout. The newspaper carriers had shown the power of collective action. Extra, extra, read all about it. Workers stand together and win better wages, hours, and conditions. Now that's a headline worth reporting. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.